请大家同心默祷。
Let's hold our hand and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen。
奉主耶稣圣名，开始今天灵会的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall begin the first session of our spiritual convocation.
唱赞美诗四百六十九首。
Please sing hymn 469.
啊，哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神施恩祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
首先感谢主，算是第三次来到圣何西教会协助圣工。
First of all, I'd like to thank God for giving me this third opportunity to be here to help with the ministry.
十几年前，黄世明传道负担的时候来过一次。
The very first time I was here was when Preacher Huang was the resident minister.
后来教会买到这里，梁德仁传道负担的时候再来一次。
And the second time was when Pastor Liang was the resident minister, and we have moved to this new location.
所以感谢主有机会第三次来到这边。
So thank God that this is my third time here.
我们举开灵恩布道会两个目的。
There are two reasons for having a spiritual convocation.
第一个目的是要来对内造就我们所有的信徒。
The first reason is to edify the members in the church.
好让我们在更多的时间里面学习道理，多多祷告。
So that we can have a dedicated period of time to study the word of God and to pray.
参加完之后，有更好的信仰生活，继续为主做见证。
And after we attend the convocation, we will have a better testimony of our life to witness for God.
第二个目的是特别邀请亲朋好友参加神救恩的宴席。
The second purpose is for us to invite our friends and relatives to attend the banquet of the gospel.
所以我们特别有几场的布道会。
And that is why we have several sessions of evangelical services.
相信我们用了很长的时间做了很好的准备。
And I believe that we must have taken a great deal of time and effort to prepare for it.
我们也非常愿意恳求耶稣基督与我们大家同在。
And we are more than willing to pray for God to help us and guide us.
想想我们就用约拿书这个经卷。
And so I'd like to use the book of Jonah.
分别用几堂的课程和大家做分享。
To share across several sessions with you.
我们一起来看这个约拿书。
Let's turn to the book of Jonah.
约拿书只有短短的四章。
There are only four chapters in the book.
但是他这一卷书啊，里头对我们有很好的这个省思和学习啊。
But there are many things that are worthy of our ponderance and learning.
这个约拿先知大约是在主前第八世纪的先知。
Jonah was a prophet, eighth century before Christ.
与他同时期的先知还有几位。
There are several contemporary prophets.
有这个。何西阿先知
There was Hosea
阿摩斯先知
Amos
还有这个米迦先知
And Micah
还有以赛亚先知
As well as Elijah
所以他们有一些信息强调神的日子的时候是很相似
And that is why when they focus on the days of the Lord they have very similar proclamations
有关约拿先知的记载事迹大概就是这个地方
But the thing is, there's only one record of the prophet of Jonah here.
所以他这一次的任务对他做先知的工作来讲是非常重要的。
And that is why his missionary during this trip is extremely important.
不像有的先知啊，在做先知做了几十年呢。
There are some prophets who have been prophet for many decades.
圣经记载约拿的事迹只有这个地方。
But it is only here that the Bible records Prophet Jonah.
所以他做得好不好，这个一次的任务先知啊，就是影响他跟神的关系啊。
And that is why his one mission in this book determines his relationship with God.
约拿接收到了神的命令之后，
After Jonah received the command from the Lord,
他选择故意躲避神，
he decided to escape from God.
然后就逃亡，
and escaped.
在海上坐船的时候，
while he was on the ship in the ocean,
遇到船难，
he met with shipwreck,
结果被众人丢在海中，
and he was thrown off the ship by the people.
最后被一条神安排一条大鱼把他吃了。
But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
然后他在大鱼里面呢，做了一个深深悔改的祷告。
And Jonah gave a very deep and contrite prayer inside the fish.
神又命令大鱼把他吐在岸上。
And the Lord commanded the fish to spit him out.
神又第二次告诉他，你要去尼尼微城传警告。
And then the word of the Lord came to Jonah for a second time to preach warning to the city of Nineveh.
这个时候，约拿先知顺服去传。
At this time, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh.
没有想到尼尼微城的亚述人啊。
Unfortunately, the people of Nineveh, which were the Assyrians,
他们听了约拿先知传的警告，
heeded to the warning of Prophet Jonah.
他们从国王到仆婢牲畜，全国上下都禁食悔改祷告。
From the king to the lay person, all of them repented before God and prayed.
这个时候，神就回心转意，不降这个灾祸给这个亚述城的这个尼尼。